sponsored by the North Pole.
Oh, we did that last time.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
We could do Krampus.
No.
This episode brought to you by Krampus.
The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up, seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got Will Meadows.
Kevin Delp.
Hey, everybody else is getting cake or something.
Hey guys, they're eating cheesecake. Let's go. There's Ryan.
He's made it. And Melissa. It's live.
It's live. Melissa.
Y'all are starting without us?
In my defense,
did you get like a holiday break? What's the...
Don't forget me.
Sarah's here too.
In the house.
In the house.
We made it.
Woo. Wow, that literally was live.
It was. It's all going to the recording. Right. We made it. All right, so... let's just jump into the show.
Let's do it.
Everybody did make it. We're here. Good.
I just got back from my community choir. I'm thinking, oh, they're going to be in the middle of recording. I'm going to sneak in and be like, Kevin was really here all along. And like, they hadn't started. And I'm like, what?
There was cheesecake on the counter, I believe.
Yes, is that what and, was and impromptu rock, was, paper, wizard game.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Last
ooh,
I still got crumbs on my mouth from where I was eating some.
This was after the Five Tribes game.
I was going to ask, what did I miss playing? So you guys play a good game of Five Tribes with or without the expansion?
Without.
Base
this game. Was mine and Ryan's and Sarah's first time playing.
I've played once before, but okay. I totally forgot how to play.
Ryan mm-hmm. acted like it was his first time
playing. I have the lowest score, so
just claim that it was the first time. Nobody heard that. Did Melissa win? That was really the question.
Yes,
yeah, Melissa won, but she's probably played, I don't know, how many times.
Melissa has played many times.
Yes. Well, she got close to, we would have gotten close if one of us had gotten one extra yellow meeple because Sarah and Ryan and I all tied on our yellow meeples. So if we had gotten
one more,
it wouldn't have been such a, I mean, no, we wouldn't have won, but we would have come really
the
close.
The crushing defeat wouldn't have been really close.
Yeah.
Oops. So, Melissa.
Well, we were only about like 20, 25 points behind Melissa. So.
Five tribes is.
Well, that was Katie's score.
I don't know.
That was more like 35.
Okay, good.
Five tribes is Melissa's one of Melissa's top 10 board games.
Yes. And all the rest of us is our first time.
So, I mean, you can go on our YouTube channel and check out her other 9 that she likes. Mm-hmm. So.
Get the whole scoop.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel like you would play it again?
Oh, I feel like need to play it again just to figure out.
Stay late after the podcast.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, well, there's so much going on in that game. I was like, I should probably focus on something, but I didn't until the very end. Yeah. So.
It's one of those things where you're like, oh, I should be focusing on this, and it's gone already. So
never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what did you play, Will?
I got to play Galaxy Defenders. Planet Defenders
by the Renegade?
Yeah, from Renegade Game Studios. Larry brought it over. Larry is our intern. Shout out to Larry.
Hey, Larry!
Hey, Larry.
We love you, Larry.
He learned how to play it, brought it in, taught me and Brian how to play it tonight. Brian is not the same as Ryan, if you're confused. We had a good time playing with it. It's kind of unique. I don't even really know how to describe it. Like,
yeah, tell us about Planet Defenders, Will.
Tile-based, okay. Kind of. There's like 9 tiles, so you're moving your robots. I think they're robots.
I saw the miniatures. They look pretty cool.
They're like very unique. They're like super fun.
Something be very unique.
I think it can be. Usually you think of robots, you think of like, you know, very hard metal and wiry and whatever. These were like cute, happy robot guys.
Cute, happy robots.
Now were the robots the minis
planet
defenders?
Are really neat.
Or, I think so. I think I was a planet defender controlling the robots to kill the other evil robots.
Oh, is that how you get points or is that?
It is.
Is it a cooperative game?
No. Oh. It's not. You're moving your guys around the board and each board has a different like thing on it that you can collect. So it might be like a red energy cube or a battery, or you can exchange a red cube for a red battery or whatever. There's 3 different cubes. You're collecting sets, set collection, and then you turn those in to fight the other bad guy robots. I did air quotes when I said turn that in.
I saw those and heard them.
My loud air quotes. And I destroyed them. I don't know if I just got really lucky.
Okay.
Like I had.
So it was a 2-player game that you played?
It's I think up to 4.
Oh, okay. But you just played
3 of us. 3 of us were playing. Brian was there.
Oh, sorry, Brian. I missed Brian.
answer.
Yeah, and they just got unlucky on their turns, I guess. I don't know. Like, every turn, Brian would be like, oh, I can't do anything. And then on my turn, I'd be like, another six-pointer for me. Oh, another
PB. So that means Will was cheating.
Something. I don't know what it means. I did. I was
weird. We heard about the Caverna game at Thanksgiving.
Was there cheating happening there?
Just a little bit. There was just a missed rule.
Uh-oh.
Because you got your dwarves before you had a room for
them. Oh, no.
Well, I had a room. It just wasn't
the right room.
Asterisk by that game. 3-hour asterisk.
Sarah said she won anyway, so it didn't really matter that Will was cheating.
I did.
Cheat more.
So the in Planet Defenders, there's energy cubes. Are they as cool as the King of Tokyo energy cubes?
I was torn. First off, they're called battery cubes, which I called energy cubes 100 times. And every time Larry would be like, no, the big ones are the energy. The small ones are the batteries.
Okay.
They were cool. They're acrylic, but they're like soft and rounded. I don't really even know, like sanded maybe?
Like how big are they? Like dice size?
They're bigger. No, they're not quite. They're like half of a dice size. Not like scaled proportionally. Like if you cut a dice in half. So rectangular cubes.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yes, is that the
right? It's not really cubes, then.
No, like rectangular.
Rectangular prism.
Like boxes is the correct.
Boxes are totally
rectangular
like
prism is the correct.
Rectangular prism.
Oh. Thank you, Sarah.
Geometric term.
They were those. And they were cool. They were like semi-transparent. They were nice. I like the components a lot.
Is that it, you guys?
I think they played Rock, Paper, Wizard.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I played one more game with Larry that I don't remember. Oh, Museum Heist. Liam convinced me to pull that one out. So me, Larry, and Liam played.
Liam's favorite game right now.
Yeah.
They were all laughing.
He lost, but we were having a good time. Larry really enjoyed it. He was like, let's play again. I won that one too. I was on a roll tonight. You want to play Rock, Paper, Wizard next?
I don't think our audience would like us playing Rock, Paper, Wizard
on the podcast. Not quite as entertaining as Werewords.
No, Werewords are pretty good. Ooh. I was impressed.
So I got some cool feedback from one of our listeners.
Okay.
He told me, he's the local guy, he has gone skydiving.
Okay.
Oh. 85 times.
No.
What?
No.
Yes. He said he was part of...
Is he an instructor at this point?
Basically, he should be. I told him I want to go tandem with him. He was part of the Clemson or Furman, I think Clemson skydiving team. Who knew that was even a thing?
No. Wow. Is really?
So do they see who gets to the... brought up to the ground the fastest.
Yeah. And still live like chicken with the earth. He said, I don't know, he was part of the team, and he said he just got to do it over and over again all the time. So he was like, yeah, I could give you information, hookups, whatever. I was asking him, like, if I wanted to shoot an intro to season 5 video.
Season 6.
Season 6. Next year? What would be involved in
Kickstarter campaign for season 6 in 2019.
We could all go.
I know, that's what I said.
Oh my goodness, that would be awesome.
Stretch goal.
You guys can go.
Come on. I will video from the ground. Here they come!
Have you guys seen this wingsuit video? It's like a Red Bull wingsuit thing.
Where they jump into the plane.
Yeah, they jump off a mountain, and then glide into a plane.
I've seen that.
Crazy.
That sounds really dangerous.
That's our opening.
With some board game pieces scattered in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin can do, what's it called when you flap all the cards from one hand to the other?
You're just like shuffling them across the room.
If you could riffle them in spate, while you're falling.
I don't think that's how physics works.
Yeah, because there's too much air going on.
I did actually ask him that question specifically. Not that one specifically, but I said, if we wanted to videotape a bunch of board game pieces like coming out of the plane with us, he was like, it would last for 0.02 seconds. Because all the pieces would just go whoosh.
They'd probably totally go like in the engine of the plane, and then that would be bad.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't. Can't be worse than a bird. I think if you just fell, like had a deck of like 300 cards, and you just were like, as you fell, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Let's make that a stretch goal.
Okay.
Speaking of, though.
Do we have a...
a stretch goal?
No. Oh, speaking of their Kickstarter?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we have started just roughly putting our plans together for next season's Kickstarter.
Oh, it's underway, man. We've been contacting...
Kevin has been working hard, while the rest of us.
Yeah, I've been contacting publishers and creators, and we've been getting some cool feedback, some promos that are going to be awesome on our Kickstarter page.
Limited edition-y special stuff.
Yeah, special stuff.
Cool.
So
we've done a Kickstarter the last every year.
I think last year was our first year, wasn't it?
No.
I think it was our second Kickstarter that was specifically for fundraising for equipment for our podcast and reviews.
Speaking of that, what are we raising money for?
Great question. One of the things that I wanted to talk about for the next 11 and a half exact minutes, Ryan.
Uh-oh.
So one of the things that we will... historically, let me back up a half step. We've done a couple Kickstarters to raise money for our show.
Yeah.
Last year, we raised a good chunk of money. I don't actually remember how much.
A little over $4,000.
And all of that went into new microphones, new speakers, new cameras, new light stands.
Kickstarter.
New Kickstarter.
Fees.
Fees. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Kickstarter.
Shipping all the promos.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're looking at doing that same thing again this year. One of the things that we were able to do last year as a result of that was open up, like, another studio.
Yeah.
We had always been shooting.
And help Melissa. Studio D was able to get better equipment.
Yes.
And Studio 3.
Was able to enter the reviewing arena.
Yes.
Which doubled? You were looking at our Kickstarter video numbers.
Like, I think Melissa and I did, like, less than 40 videos in 2016. In 2017, I think we're going to be on track for 100, just our studio, 100 videos.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And so grand total, though, we, like, if you looked at, like, a year back, I don't remember
man.
What they were.
Yeah, I think we doubled all our product, or doubled the number of videos.
So we've been doing this for, like, 4 or 5 seasons.
Yes.
In our last season, we doubled everything that, we had produced before that.
Yes.
And so to kick that up one more notch, this year's Kickstarter will hopefully get us into a brand new studio. Ryan and Katie, how long have you guys been married?
3 years.
3 years.
A month.
They just moved
10
out.
Days.
Of a, wow. 10
wow.
Days.
So confident, too.
I don't know how many hours.
6 hours.
7 hours.
What? Is he serious?
Maybe 8. It was a 2 o'clock wedding, so.
Man, good job.
I was like, Katie doesn't even know.
I was like, if I had to count days, it would take me like another 15 minutes to figure out my anniversary. You just moved into a new house. You were in a tiny one-bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got some additional space for that board game room.
Yeah.
And so hopefully in this season's Kickstarter, we'll be able to deck out one of the rooms in your house. This will be like, flip it. On TV. Is there a show called that? Turning your old room into a board game video studio.
Yeah.
Did you know that was happening? Ta-da!
We had her.
It's exciting.
It's going to be studio awesome.
Okay, so that's...
Everybody knows.
So let's talk about that. What do you need in an ideal studio? Give us an idea of some of the things that you guys would be interested in reviewing in said studio.
Ooh.
And... we can discuss names, I think, as well. I like Studio Awesome.
I was about to say, wait a minute, discuss names. I thought that was the name.
That was the brainstormed initial fake name, which could be the real name.
Katie's like, we're not doing this.
If it's not called Studio Awesome. I'm guessing that even if we opened it up to our listeners and members at
guild.tantrumhouse.com.
They probably wouldn't be able to come up with a more awesome name than Studio Awesome, but I think it might be worth it. Should we give that a shot?
Sure. Just we can put that on there.
Just to see if we get any names.
No, that's when you get things like Bodie McBoatface.
And Bear Pig.
Pilsy McPilk Studio. I don't know how that would work.
So give us a foretaste of what might come out of Studio Awesome.
Well... I haven't thought a lot about what kind of reviews we do, but I've thought several times about what our set would look like.
Let's do that. Let's do that first. Yeah, tell us.
I don't know. I work at an in-house sign shop at a university, and I, of course, am already thinking about what I want in the background and how I want to, like,
just for the for the blind?
Sign? The blind?
Sign for the... Oh, no. Sign. Like, signs.
Signs.
Oh, okay.
Kevin, like...
sign language shop.
Not like sign language. No, we do large format printing, and we make signs and banners in any way.
I'm just keeping it lively for the audience.
Oh, okay.
You really thought it was a sign language shop.
Yeah. I've had some neat ideas about some, like, large printing that I want to do in the background.
I'm already jealous.
I'm going to do, like, maybe, like, some 20-sided dice, because Ryan and I are D20 fans. Mm-hmm. So,
cool.
Just thinking about some of the cool setups that we could do with that.
So this will probably become your game room and studio? Is that what we're talking about?
We're still discussing.
Will we be having game nights at your house?
We've been renovating these rooms, so we haven't spent a whole lot of time in them.
Do we need?
I'm not sure if they feel like a game room.
Do we need to get like a cool like game topper for a table from like
that would be awesome. And along with the D20 idea, We definitely want to contribute to the Kickstarter reviews that we're doing, Kickstarter mm-hmm. previews. But I'd also like to talk a little bit more about some RPG stuff yes. that I'm really interested in. And there's a lot of cool RPG resources out there that I'd like to touch on and just share with people.
So Ryan and Katie awesome. Are going to like delve into the RPG world for our channel?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it's going to look like yet.
Delving into the dungeon.
But it could be really cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So Studio Dungeon doesn't... Nah, probably not.
No.
You're doing a dark place. Taken.
I don't know.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we will definitely keep you guys abreast to all of those developments. I'd love to see behind-the-scenes shots. You guys should take a shot right now.
What it looks like. I want to see
this unfinished state so we can, like, give people opportunities yeah. to just...
Because you're going to need lights and cameras
yes.
and...
Action.
Exactly.
Eat it.
Boom.
So our Kickstarter, what dates are we looking at for that? Should we
looking at, yeah, we can, we're looking at launching February 6th, which is a...
Tuesday, probably.
Tuesday. And we'll probably run it for 20 to 30 days. We're not exactly sure how long, but we're going to try and leave it up for a few weeks. We don't want to, like, drag on forever and ever. But
yeah, keep it nice and quick.
Yeah.
But give people opportunities to get their hands on some pretty cool, unique pieces.
Yeah.
And definitely...
And help Studio Awesome come about.
That's right.
Yeah. We need Love to birth it. Studio Awesome.
Could that be the name of our Kickstarter?
No. Y'all are just full of bad ideas tonight.
So let's talk about some good ideas. Christmas is just around the corner. It's so close. I don't know how we got here.
Do we have a sponsor
quickly.
For Christmas?
Do we?
This episode is sponsored by Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games.
I'm super excited because of what's happening February 24th.
Yes, I'm excited about that. Hopefully all the details will come together in 100% coalescence. Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. We have been talking with them about a game day, which I think we might have mentioned in a previous episode, but we're going to be hosting it at our local library, and we're looking at a full day of board gaming. Hopefully, tons of giveaways, like
yes.
out your ears giveaways.
So you need to come from far and wide.
That would be awesome. You should definitely show up. We've talked about doing some type of live show while we're there as well, either like a podcasty thing or a review or maybe like a game show, like a couples collision
wow.
on site.
Oh, a game show.
That'd
we
be
should
cool.
totally do a game show. That'd be fun.
I want to do an unlocked tournament.
Ooh, we should definitely do that too.
So whoever can do it the fastest. I have
like two or three teams with the same one or something.
Just do the same one. And we'll have different tables with the same exact unlock.
It has to be people who haven't played it.
Yeah,
cannot have played it, which is
fine.
We
won't tell you which unlock it is.
That's right. We cannot. And whoever can do it the fastest, I'm sure we can give them a cool prize.
So well, how are they going to know if they've played it or not
we'll
if we don't tell them which one we're doing?
When we get there, we'll ask them, which ones have you played?
Oh, okay.
Right, they can sign up and say, have you played?
We'll
like,
figure it out. We'll have a lie
okay.
detector test on the table.
Awesome.
We've also been working with Greenville History Tours, I think is what their name is, and they do like dinner tours where you walk from like five different restaurants and enjoy exquisite cuisine. They are going to partner with us
that
and do
fun.
A barbecue board game tour.
Sweet.
Awesome.
That's
Greenville
cool.
is... Oh. Happen in barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh.
City.
Greenville's known for lots of their
foodies. Yes, they are.
So.
Well, and barbecue in specific. So.
Yes.
Mm.
So,
Smoke on the Water, one of the.
I don't know which ones the locations are, but that's very possible. And even, in fact, probably,
yes,
but I don't know exactly what it is. That's part of his cuisine one, but
oh.
that's not the
barbecue
one.
Okay.
But we'll have, like, a different game at each location. Winner keeps the game.
Cool.
And
Ooh.
Eats dinner and or lunch or whatever it is.
That sounds cool.
So we'll be putting up our website very, very soon for that. We got to get, like, 100% final details nailed down, but those are all coming together, hopefully. Actually, by the time this goes live.
It should be all good
should
to go.
Should be in there, so.
Cool.
Be looking for that. So, a second ago, I was going to talk about good ideas or something. I don't remember.
I got
sidetracked.
No,
Christmas. I thought we were talking about Christmas.
Yeah, well, Christmas is a good idea. That's
yeah.
what I was transitioning
Christmas
into.
Is a good idea.
Yeah.
We were going to give you guys some good ideas for games that you could take with you when you go visit the folks and the parents and the friends.
Over
would
the
be
river
good.
And through the woods. To grandmother's house we go.
To play some board games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Codenames.
There it is.
Any version of codenames.
Thanks, Melissa. We got that out
well,
of the way. All right.
Well, let's preface to say there is a difference on what you would take if you were driving or if you were flying.
Big difference. Mm.
So maybe
true.
We should make two categories here
okay.
of, let's start with games if you were driving to Grandma's house for Christmas.
Okay.
In a sled or
yes.
just in your car?
Just in your car.
Well, Melissa and I have enjoyed playing Quirkle.
Okay.
If you've not played Quirkle, it's sort of a shape color game where you're placing
tiles
in the middle, and everyone's building one big board area.
Collection.
And you have to create, like, different sets or rows of these different shapes, so it can be, like, all of, like, one color, all different.
Right. It's shapes. Either the same color, different shapes, or...
The same shape, different colors.
Yes.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. My mom really enjoys that.
Really, she really enjoys it. It's not, like, too hard, because you're just on your turn.
Was that driving or flying? What size game are we talking about?
No, that's like that's heavy wooden blocks. You need that.
Blocks. In your sled, not yes. in the airplane.
Yeah. There may be a travel version, the original version, it's weighty.
Yeah.
I think one good option that I can think of immediately, and there's one for flying and for sledding, Sushi Go.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the Sushi Go Big Box Bento Collection...
Sushi Go Party.
As other people would call it. I've heard it both ways. Ah, never fast enough on that. works really good. I just played that again at our last game night, and I've played the party edition a couple times, but I still never played with all the cards, I just realized.
No, we haven't either. We were just discussing that just like on Monday night. We were like, we haven't played all of these. We need to whip it out and play it more.
Yeah, so if you're in the sled edition, take the big box, play a million different things. You can play it 30 different times over Christmas and still never play them all. Or if you're just on the plane, take the teeny tiny version just to get plenty of gameplay out of it. Mm-hmm.
So are you guys going on a plane trip?
Is this... We are flying to Wyoming.
Are you going to take any games with you?
We are. We're taking a gift.
Ooh, that's the best way to do it.
None of them are probably listening to this podcast, so it's okay.
We mentioned this on a previous episode.
Yeah, we're taking Happy Salmon.
Okay, good.
That's just a great suitcase, and it's got the little squishy pack that kind of keeps everything protected.
Is it the green Happy Salmon or the blue?
It is the green one.
It's the green one.
Is the blue one better?
I don't know. This looks cool.
What's the... I think
it's just the packaging.
It's just packaging? Okay.
I mean, I do like blue better. So.
Well, they'll like Happy Salmon.
They will. They will. Cool. So that's...
Will and Sarah?
We are not traveling this year, but if I were traveling and flying, a couple games I would think to bring from our collection would be Hanabi.
Ooh.
Because Hanabi is very compact, yet has some good gameplay.
Yep.
And... We have several games by Green Couch Games that are all pocket size. Mm-hmm. That would be really easy to throw, even in carry-on luggage.
Yeah.
Best treehouse ever.
I just forgot. There's a whole company.
Oh, yeah. My next one
was...
We're
going to talk about
Perplexit. Yes, the pack of
The Paco game, games. Paco Games, Perplexit has... Melissa and I think we have one of the sets. It's, all their games are three-letter words. So there's, like, gum and
dig and sew and spine.
And nut. I think nut might be my favorite.
I like nut.
Nut was my favorite. But anyway, they're like gum pack sized games, and you can like hide them in your pocket.
Can you like zap people when they pull the gum sticks out?
No.
Oh, not
that. This is like an 80s thing.
You're the magician. I figured that was like the, oh yeah, pull a card, you guys.
They're like super tiny games, but they're like really fun.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
Well, the one thing I thought though was I wanted to take something that you could play like on the airplane, like while you're actually flying. Most of those you can't, because when you're actually playing them, you need actually
a bunch of table space.
Pretty big table space.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is they are compact, so they can carry well to wherever you are going.
A few of them you could play on the plane, but others you do need more space because you're actually building grids and things.
And
now, Kevin, you just ordered something that would be good for traveling and flying.
I did.
Do you remember?
I did just order something on Amazon.
Was it Mary Poppins bag? Because I think that would like be so great.
Yes. No, it's a quiver.
Wow, it sounds pretty similar.
Yeah. A quiver is a carrying case that is made for carrying cards, like playing cards, but you can like play like different like Star Wick, but Star Realms. And they actually, on Amazon, like they have those different pictures. I think they had a group of people like playing Star Realms.
Oh yeah,
so it's kind of cool. So you can put like, I don't know how many cards it actually holds, but it seemed like it could probably hold 6 to 7 different card games in this like case is about 2 feet-ish long.
Hmm.
So.
Is it a hexagonal cube? What's the word?
It's just it's like a rectangle case.
I'm imagining a quiver, but...
Yeah. And you sling it. Yeah, you sling it over your shoulder.
Can like you also have like a bow with it?
You probably could paint like arrows on the outside.
Ooh, oh, okay. I was gonna say they're not gonna let you carry bow and arrows on a plane. They won't let you carry nail files.
It's not metal, right?
That's right. I shouldn't call it a quiver when I get through the airport.
Yeah, like card holder. That's not dangerous.
Yeah, a couple other types of games. Any of the tiny epic games would be good to travel with. Mm-hmm. And then one
they take up a lot of table space too. So
they do,
the
but
plane.
One that you can play on the game would be Werewords if you use the app because you don't have to even
on the plane.
The plane
two player
with everybody around you. Let's do Werewords, everyone.
That would be so cool.
In the airport. That'd be awesome if somebody turned around and was like, "Let's play Werewords." I would be like, "This is the best plane trip ever."
A couple other games that Melissa and I enjoy playing with family during the holidays is we introduced Concept last year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a good crowd appeal since it's got like different pictures and you're trying to get people to guess phrases or words.
Yeah, we started with maybe four of us playing, but then about 10, 15 minutes in,
everybody was in.
10 to 15 people, so everyone kind of looking. Right. And the people who are really interested were, you know, really
hardcore
involved.
Guessing,
and then the other people were kind of sitting back and listening and maybe throwing out a guess
yes.
here and there. So
I don't think the clue giver can say any words because
no.
he has to use what's on the board itself to give the clues. So I'm wondering if we bring Word Slam this year, if they might like that because it's something that you can get crowd in as well.
Yeah,
so.
I personally enjoy Word Slam a lot more than Concept. I don't want to be negative. I've never enjoyed that game.
Poor Will.
I don't know if I'm just terrible at it. Like,
you might be.
I'm like, what are you guys even talking about? None of those make sense. I don't know. I'm in some different
Nobody
category.
Nobody ever follows your line of thinking.
That
any
is
of
true.
Those types of things.
I don't know
things.
What it is.
What
is wrong with you
Mysterium,
guys?
Everybody's on a totally different page than Will.
I think you guys are doing it wrong.
So the other thing that probably we should say is you should look up some good board game apps.
Ooh, also
yes.
And
idea.
Going on, so Melissa has a couple, a few that she likes to pull out and we'd like to play, like
I have Castles.
Souls of Mad King Ludwig.
Take a Ride, Galaxy Truckers, Suburbia, Elder Sign,
Potion
Explosion.
Patchwork.
Yes,
Patchwork.
We played Splendor last Christmas, actually.
How do you have that much room on your phone?
No, tablet.
It's my tablet.
Oh, okay.
Tablet. Yeah. And something else we've done is loaded games on a tablet. If we were traveling by plane, and then get an adapter that we can hook them up to the TV and still play them as a big group as a family when we arrive.
There you
that
go.
Did work. And Apple TV allow you to just go right onto it, which is cool. So we've done that in the past.
Mm-hmm. And I would recommend Ticket to Ride. I think our families like to play that, so it's a good one to pull out because they understand it. It's easy to pick up.
We actually gave them a copy, so now we don't have to bring our
on
copy because it's already there.
We can just bring the different maps, like the new France map's really cool.
Yeah,
so we'll
taking that with you?
Probably bring that and play that with them.
Excellent.
So that's just a few. There are so many more. Let us know.
We covered a lot.
Yeah.
What games you guys like to play when you're on trips or over Christmas, and definitely tune in for our next episode. It's going to be a little bit shorter. It's just going to be a quick Christmas episode.
A Merry Christmas, boy.
And then
Christmas.
We'll be back next year
Woo-hoo.
With some more previews of games coming to Kickstarter.
Woohoo.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us for this episode. And like Ryan said, tune in next week. We'll do one more final Christmas wish for the year. And then are we ready to talk about Kickstarter games after that?
I know.
That?
Oh, no. January's huge.
It's huge.
Okay.
It's going to be exciting.
I've already got 46 on the list in January.
Holy. This is a little heart attack just now. All right. Well, cool. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Hope you have a great time, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you!